Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. A while back, as some of you know, we started a Twitter project to have you nominate New York City's most annoying sound. We then took those nominations and put them in a 16-sound bracket and had you vote, like subway stereos versus garbage trucks, loud motorcycles versus jackhammers, ice cream trucks versus Yankee fans. Well, you listened, you covered your ears, and you voted, almost 3,000 of you. And the ultimate winner was... yes, car alarms. You know the sound. It's the one that keeps you up at night, the one that makes you and your neighbors peer out the window and send dirty looks to the car owner as he or she walks over to turn it off. Have you actually seen a car alarm deter a break-in? Whatever the reason, this was voted New York City's most annoying sound by you, our listeners. So let's find out why with Benjamin Sackwall, Director of Acoustics, Noise, and Vibration at the AKRF. Benjamin, welcome to WNYC.
Thank you, Brian.
AKRF actually is an engineering firm. Why do they have a Director of Acoustics, Noise, and Vibration? And is that the coolest title that you've ever had?
It is the coolest title I have ever had. And the group that I run works with developers, architects, engineers on the design and layout of different buildings.
Here was Car Alarm's path to the finals. In the Sweet 16, it beat out fire trucks and ambulances. In the Elite Eight, it beat out the sound of Yankee fans. Then in the Final Four, it was matched up against people who don't use headphones to listen to music on the subway. And in the championship, car alarms beat out the noise of the subway emergency exit gate. Benjamin, I abstained because of my privileged position on this program, but I wanted to vote for the exit gate. Are you surprised by the results?
I am not surprised by the results. And one thing I'd like to point out at the beginning of our discussion is the definition of noise. You know, noise is something that we all can associate with certain events, but by definition, noise is unwanted sound. So I like to say that noise is in the ear of the beholder. So while, you know, you could take a poll and you'll get agreement on certain items like car alarms or subway exit gates as being noisy and annoying, you probably received hundreds of different entries in your poll. And because of that subjective nature, noise is often a hard thing to quantify when applying it to the masses.
By the way, we want to thank Brian Lehrer Show producer Christina Maldonado for running out to the number one train this morning and pushing the emergency exit so we could record that sound. Apologies to the MTA and anyone else who is in the station. Is it possible, if noise, the definition of noise is unwanted sound, to scientifically analyze why a car alarm is so annoying?
It is, and there are several things that I can address to that question. The first is, let's take the car alarm, for example. The noise under investigation, in this case a car alarm, how loud is that compared to the ambient or background noise level? Meaning, when a car alarm goes off at 2 o'clock in the morning and the background noise level is relatively quiet, the difference between your baseline condition and the car alarm is very large. And that is one of the reasons why people tend to find certain noises annoying. Meaning, if you take a noise that's, say, 80 decibels and you play it in the middle of Times Square where it's very noisy, people will be less annoyed by that noise than if you played the same noise that's 80 decibels out in a quiet neighborhood in Queens.
And what exactly does annoying mean from an acoustic engineer's perspective? You just laid out one of the criteria, how it kind of stands out from the background noise or background sound. But is it also repetition, volume itself, pitch?
Yeah, those are all great questions. You know, you mentioned pitch, so the frequency content, or what acoustical consultants refer to as the spectrum of the noise source, is also very important. So when we say spectrum, we're referring to bass sounds versus mid-range or speech frequency sounds versus high pitch or treble type of sounds. The way the human ear functions, we are more sensitive in these mid or speech frequencies. So if you take a car alarm, which is designed to produce sound in this part of the spectrum, we will find that more annoying because it's not in the areas where our ears are less sensitive, like in the lower bass frequencies.
And what about some of the other psychological or contextual factors that might be at play? If you look at our two finalists, they're both alarms that in many cases don't really have an effect. I suspect part of what makes them so annoying is the knowledge that the car alarm probably isn't stopping a car theft. If we saw, you know, hordes of car thieves day after day running away from cars they were trying to break into because the alarms go off, we might have a whole different reaction to that sound.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. And another thing to consider is the transient nature of a car alarm. Humans will be more annoyed by a transient noise than they will be by something that's constant. So think about your window air conditioner running. That is generating sound. That sound may be considered noise by various people, but that sound is a constant, almost white noise or masking type of sound playing in the background, where a car alarm goes off at random. And it's because of that unpredictable nature or that transient nature that people tend to find those noises very annoying.
Although by the same token, the ambulance siren goes off in that random kind of nature, and yet we know that they're probably up to something important, so it didn't beat out car alarms.
It's a good point. I've lived in an apartment across from a hospital, and I would probably vote for ambulance sirens over car alarms, from my experience. And that just demonstrates the subjective nature,
I guess, and because it sounds like it's probably... I used to live near a fire station, and I might have at that time, made the fire engine sound choice. And I guess if we asked people who live near Kennedy Airport, we might get a whole other set of responses. But many of these were also related to our commute. We have the emergency exit gate and the stereos on the subway. We also had the screech of the subway, and the sound of motorcycles was another one. Is this because our commute is already so annoying, or are the sounds making our commutes horrible?
Well, regarding noises in a subway station, whether you're waiting for the train at Union Square and the express 4 and 5 trains are whizzing by, going through a curve, you have that steel wheel on steel rail screeching noise. It's all very hard surfaces in the subway station. It's just sort of a very exaggerated condition of noise. Again, those screeching noises or those emergency exit sounds are sort of in that mid frequency of the spectrum that we find most annoying. People are also have a different sensitivity depending whether it's in the early morning, in the day, or at night. So maybe people are very annoyed on their way in because they're still half asleep before they get to the office, and they're a little bit more sensitive.
And I'm much more annoyed by the sound of motorcycles than I am by any of the subway noises personally. And I hear it and I think, why is that even legal? Because it strikes me as being very optional. I don't mean that motorcycles themselves should be made illegal, but there might be a certain amount of regulation on, you know, the kinds of engine noises that they can produce, because not every motorcycle makes that, you know, that particular horrible sound. As someone who thinks about sound environments, do you have any particular policy prescriptions for how to make New York City more acoustically friendly?
Well, I think the first step is to hire an acoustical consultant when you're designing a new building. You know, I think often acoustics are given a backseat role in projects, and people tend to not address them until there is a problem in a finished space. So by putting someone like myself, including them as part of a design team, you address issues like noise transmission between apartments. You address issues like outdoor rooftop mechanical equipment that the adjacent residential building may look down upon. You'll address speech privacy in open plan offices, and you'll address background noise levels in schools. And if we've done our job correctly, you'll never know we were there.
Do you have any tips for individuals, for New York City residents to mitigate annoying sounds? If they're particularly noise sensitive, should they wear headphones or earplugs or any other recommendations?
Well, I think for New York City dwellers, my first recommendation is turn the headphones down. And that's because you're placing the source of sound so close to your ears that often people, to compensate for the higher background noise levels, whether they're on the subway, riding the bus in, walking to work, they tend to crank up the volume of their headphones. And I think because of that, you do risk the possibility of hearing damage. And if you develop hearing damage early on, then things that may not seem loud to you are loud to others who don't have hearing damage.
Do you have an opinion about types of headphones? Like, I love earbuds because they're so convenient, and I never would never really use any kind of headphones on the subway, but I do on the street. And, you know, the earbuds just don't block anything out. And so sometimes I'll use, you know, relatively large cans. But is that better or worse for anybody's hearing? Or what about those noise-canceling headphones?
Yeah, there's sort of pros and cons of each approach. You know, the earbuds that you mentioned, those do not block out any ambient sounds, which may be a con if you're trying to listen to your music at a reasonable volume and not hear the subway train that you're on. However, it's a pro in the sense that you don't want to be oblivious to your surroundings when you're walking in New York City, you know, whether it will be an oncoming car beeping its horn at you or some other sort of warning. So there are, you know, you mentioned the can type of earphones mm-hmm. where you can block out those ambient sounds. I think those are best used in your apartment or in your home when you're trying to listen to music and block out the sounds. But I think you have to use those type of headphones with caution if you're going to be in transit.
So you are aware of your surroundings. What about the noise-canceling headphones? Are they better or worse or neither for your hearing?
Well, the noise-canceling allows you to play your music at a lower volume and still be able to hear it as well as if you had environmental noise intruding. So I think they have their advantages. Certainly I've used them while flying on a plane, and they do a really good job of blocking out that sort of low drone or humming noise you get while riding on a plane. Mm-hmm. And as a result, I can play my music at a much lower volume and not have to risk damaging my hearing.
I just want to get a contrary thought in here from Jack on the Upper West Side. Jack, you're on the air.
Hi, guys. What I wanted to comment on was I live and work on the West Side, been here just about all my life, and I didn't really realize how much noise I was hearing until last week. I was lucky enough to go out to Colorado to the Rocky Mountains, and the silence was deafening, like the ringing in my ears when all the sound was gone. I didn't realize how much noise I was subjected to constantly until I took it away, including even the air conditioners. You know, they really are loud, even though you don't realize it and you don't want to live without them. But all that noise, when you take it away, you realize how much noise you've been subject to.
Could you get to sleep out there at night, Jack, or was it too quiet?
I could hear my heart beating. but I did get to sleep. It was lovely. It was beautiful.
Thank you very much. But then do New Yorkers have a higher threshold for what counts as noisy because we've become accustomed to the city, Benjamin?
From my experience, yes.
Well, we will leave it there with Benjamin with Benjamin Sackwald. Oh, you know what? Before we say goodbye, I do want to take an opportunity to play the Brian Lehrer Show's favorite annoying sound, which is the squeal that the newer MTA trains make when they're pulling out of the station. You've probably noticed that they make this three-note sequence of tones, but have you noticed that they are the same as the first three notes to the song Somewhere from West Side Story?
Take you away when nothing can get to us.
A place for us.
Anyway, Benjamin, being in the acoustics business, do you have a favorite New York City sound?
I like the sound of an elevated subway train going over the tracks, because I see that and I just start thinking of ways I could mitigate it for someone who wants to build next to it.
Lovely. The next client of your mind. Benjamin Sackwell, Director of Acoustics, Noise, and Vibration at the engineering firm AKRF. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And in case we haven't driven everyone away from the radio yet, here it is, as we conclude this segment, a mashup of the most annoying New York City sounds, all of them as nominated by you, our listeners, for our Twitter project. And listeners, you'll be happy to know that we've posted this on our website as an MP3 that you can download and turn into your cell phone ringtone. Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up next, a spike in atheism in the U.S., according to a poll that's been asking the question for years.